Today at Kwarinam, May 24th, this is Gurudeva greeting each and everyone in cyberspace. The doors of our ashram are open. We're very happy that you've walked through them. We have a question here about attachment to somebody that somebody loves. Well, that's only natural when you're growing up, but before you get too attached, check the compatibility through Vedic astrology. Often attachment could be only animal magnetism. This means the physical bodies are attracted to each other, but perhaps the emotions and the intellect is not. If the compatibility is not good, it leads to endless arguments and often separation. If the compatibility is good, this means each one is helping another to succeed in life. The quality of the children will be much better than a bad compatibility. And Jyotisha, Vedic astrology, has it all within it. Contact a competent astrologer. There are a few in the world today. He or she will let you know. We've seen compatibilities are good. The two people are like Velcro. They cling together mentally, emotionally. They support each other and physically. It's a good association. We've seen compatibilities that were not good. True, they enjoy sex, but fight the rest of the time. Do not support one another emotionally and are always putting one another down. Vedic astrology has it all. So be careful of attachments. Many people choose a spouse faster than they would buy a car. And from Australia, Prashant asks, in Australia now there is a very big debate over whether to legalize safe drug injection rooms for addicts. What does Hinduism say about this social problem? Well, from the Hindu point of view, everybody has his karma and the dependency on one drug or another. That is a problem because it's mind-altering, brain-destructive. It brings a person to a different personality with emotional highs, emotional lows that are uncontrollable. I think prevention is better than treatment. Here on the island of Kauai, we're working to prevent the use of drugs. And we've just finished a CD which we'll send to you. And you'll receive it in the mail, Prashant, called Drug Free Kauai. I think you'll like it. I'm the moderator on this CD. Yesterday, or was it the day before, we talked about driven forward by arrogance. Give that a little bit of thought. Are you driven by arrogance, or are you driven by soul force? Is your timing right in life? Do you walk up to a door and it opens for you? Or do you have to kick it open? Are you mad at life? Do you fight your way through? Or is life a happy thing for you when you wake up in the morning? Or do you want to escape from it into some pot? Or what do they call it? Ice. Batu, they call it here on Kauai. Ketamines. There's many ways of escape, but good karma is created by right thought, right speech, and right action. And we must all face our karma cheerfully, because what we face today we created in the many yesterdays. Now we're going to hear the beautiful Tamil language, French language, and Malay.